Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to hear from USRA B-Mod driver Caleb Corpy. We're also going to hear from Travis Olson from the Napa Distribution Center here in Owatonna, Ben Beeney from Sorensen's Appliance Repair Service, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love full throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. Need some parts for race night? How about that classic project in your shop? Wish there was a specialty auto parts store nearby? Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord is your answer. Radiators, disc brake kits, steering columns, fuel injection systems, air conditioning systems, coil over shocks, and much more. From the street to the track, Hot Rod Hardware has everything to modernize your vehicle and improve its performance. See us at hotrodhardware.com or call 507-527-1020. Hot Rod Hardware. No robots, just real people.
Napa know-how.
Is your car ready for the summer sun? Now through May 31st at Napa Auto Parts, you can save up to 25% on select Armor All products such as Ultra Shine Wash and Wax, Glass Cleaner, and Leather Care Wipes. And don't forget about those summer showers. Get $10 instant savings when you buy a pair of Napa Exact Fit Beam Wiper Blades plus a single rear blade. Stop by your local store or Napa.com for more details. Offers valid through May 31st or while supplies last at Napa, a proud sponsor of The Dirt Show. At participating locations, does not include tax. Taxes and fees. Advertised sale price may not be available in some states.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor. We sell tools to get the job done, and the rest of the store is just plain fun. Chainsaws, mowers, ATVs, our equipment makes your job a breeze. Our service is the best around. We mow the competition down. We fix tools that run on wheels. We even got parts for snowmobiles. You sow it, you grow it, we help you mow it, run it or ride it, we provide it. Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Highway 218 in Blooming Prairie.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by USRA B-Mod driver Caleb Corpy. And Caleb, you grew up in Claremont, Minnesota, and started enduro racing. When did you get started, and what do you remember about those first few enduro races?
I got started back when I was in high school, probably. It was either 1994 or 95. Must have been 11th or 12th grade. And I was watching a little bit. And one of the kids that rode the bus, Shane Wagner, and I knew Jeff Nelson, and they were running it. And didn't know a whole lot about it back then. So I got into it. And over the years, I learned to build the cars better. But that's about when I started. A good friend of mine, Jason Dushak, and his dad, Jeff, helped build the first couple of cars, and we both got into it and probably ran 5 or 6 years, and that just took off from there. And I don't think I missed a year in 20 some years of running it. Just something that kind of got addicted to and ran it.
And when you're in high school and you're doing that, that makes you pretty popular when you're racing a car.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a couple guys from high school that ran it, and I think it was like Shane Wagner and Jeff Nelson. He was running back then. But yeah, we just kind of started, and then as something that I just ran Owatonna every year, and that was the big one, was Owatonna. And then it just progressed from there and started hitting Waseca, Faribault, and now they've taken it quite a ways. They probably run 6-7 races a year now for that series.
You spent the next 20 years enduro racing around the region. What were some of the highlights or maybe lowlights of your enduro career?
Probably the biggest highlight I had was 2012, and I had a pretty good car, built it with a buddy of mine, Robert, and it was a 76 Monte, and they'd let you plate them in kicker bars, and then we built our own motor, and I took it out there and won that race. And then, I don't know, probably one of my lowest ones was in the beginning, you know, built the car, don't know a whole lot about them, and I think the first race I ever ran, I made it like 6 laps and the car was done.
I first met you at Coster's Car Corner in Blooming Prairie. I always see the race car sitting there and wanted to meet the driver. How long have you worked there, and what is your main job?
I've been there for 21 years now, I think, and I'm an auto body technician there, so working on cars, and that kind of always worked out good for working on the enduro cars and the mod, you know, the shop's right there. Got the hoist, got the frame rack, so pretty much anything I needed to do, and then just built them and used the shop, and they let me build the motors there, and I got whatever I need there, so it works out pretty slick.
Obviously, Craig Ford was right across the street and employed racing legend Doug Hilson. How did you get to know Doug?
Well, he had come over, and I knew he was in racing, and then I'd ask him how he was doing, and then he's seen my enduro car over there over the years, and once in a while he'd stop in and ask how it was going and look at the car, and we knew each other for a long time. He was over there at Craig's for a long time, and I was just across the road there for as many years, so we kind of just bounced back and forth, and then one day I just asked him if he knew where there was a car for sale, and I wanted to do something a little different, get out of the enduro racing, and he said he had one for sale, so went over, and that's kind of how it all started.
Doug Hilson has been a wealth of knowledge for you as far as parts, setup, and just all-around general racing advice.
Yeah, he's helped me out a lot. Anytime I had issues with the car and asked him, you know, the problems I was having running around the track and what I could do different. And yeah, I'd bring the car over there and we'd put it on the scales and he'd help me out with it and then putting the bodies on it and getting bumpers made. And yeah, he's really helped me out over the years. I'd never be able to get into it without his help. I wouldn't have been able to never probably even make it happen. He's helped me out a lot.
Because an enduro car and a B-Mod are a totally different animal.
Oh, yeah. I should have probably started out in pure stock or street stock, but, you know, I enduro raced for 20 years, and pure stock cars, a little different, but not much, and I always liked the modifieds, and he had a B-Mod there, and he had built it for some big show in Mississippi Thunder. B-Mods are doing, and they changed it where the A-Mod drivers couldn't run in that show, so and then he was going to switch it to IMCA, and then I told him I was looking for a car, so I went over there, and we looked at it and worked out a deal, and I told him to pull his motor out of the car, and then I got it.
Your USRA B-Mod career started slowly with only about 6 races in 2017 and about 6 races in 2018, and fans don't realize at that point in time not only were you going from enduro racing into a USRA B-Mod, but your wife was also going through a tough time, and she was very sick, and it's great to see her back at the track again and at full strength.
Yeah, we're going through a few issues, and she had triple bypass in 2018. 2017, I just got the car built, so I only ran about six races, and then 2018, she had some health problems, and I decided I was just going to hold off on the racing until she was healthy enough to come back and watch. And, you know, if she wasn't there, I wasn't going to run it. You know, she loves this racing stuff as much as I do.
Oh, I can definitely tell, because your wife is the head of the Caleb Corpy fan club in Turn 4 at Chateau. That group is always having a good time. But when you pull onto the track, it's all business. Everybody be quiet. She is focused.
Yeah, she likes, I have her take videos of it. And that's one of the main things I like to do, is when I get back home after racing, I watch the videos and see the mistakes and the bobbles that I do and how the car acts, and see what I can do to improve the car and how it's going in the corners. And so I kind of watch and critique what I'm doing and try to learn and get better by it.
And that's the awesome thing about racing, no matter where we go. All of the family groups, from grandma and grandpa to the wife to the grandkids to cousins and aunts and uncles, they're all sitting together in different groups cheering for their favorite driver. It really is all about family.
Yeah, racing and family, yep. The whole racing community is good. They stick together, and they're all friends out there, and there's a lot of support.
Caleb, you probably knew this question was going to come up. The sticker on your car, the squirrel whisperer, there's got to be a great story behind that.
Yeah. Back in, it was the first year I started out there, 2017, Dave and Rita, they had a baby squirrel that fell out of a tree. They had called Tammy up and asked about it, and she said, well, just leave it there for a day or two and see if the mom comes and gets it, and never did. So she offered to take the squirrel and raise it, and the squirrel was real young. It was before the eyes were open. It was just a little baby, and she brought that everywhere. She had it at work, and I had to bottle feed it. She brought it to the racetrack. She had bottle feed it in between the races, and she raised that squirrel. The squirrel's name is Davy. She loves that thing. But, yep, that squirrel's been at the racetrack, too. She loves that. You know, I don't know. I always give her crap. I call her the squirrel whisperer.
This year, a brand new body thanks to Doug Hilson and a color change. What was the thought process going away from the traditionally white number 81 to a black car? Did it have anything to do with Doug's black number 72?
Well, yeah, with the white and the black, and I just wanted something different, so I was going to go black this year, and Doug was helping me build the body and had it over at Doug's, and he was just showing me some pictures of what he had on some of his cars. He had a black car with the neon green and kind of liked that look, so he told me to get that green ground effects and we'd make something a little fancy this year, so put a new body on it. Turned out pretty good.
You also recently busted your throttle foot. How did that happen, and is it fully healed and ready to mash the pedal for the race season?
Yeah, it was in January, and I went up with a friend, Eric Melby, and we went to go ice fishing up at Lake of the Woods, and we ride the sleds across the lake, and it's like 42 miles up in, and we go to the northern angle, and I got to the resort the first day and got everything packed in the cabin and walked down to the resort to get bait and a case of beer and do the fishing for the evening, and slipped on the ice and broke my ankle. And that was the end of the fishing trip there. I had to go back home the next day, but yeah, I had surgery on it and was hoping it would be healed up by the time racing season started. I don't know, the flexibility in the foot's a little stiff yet. I can feel it. It's sore when I'm out there running the throttle, but it's healed up pretty good, so I've been toughing it out.
So are you now banned from ice fishing, or are you going to be able to talk your wife into letting you go again? Because it looks like you're pretty good at it. You land some lunkers.
Yeah, yeah. Eric's known the area for a long time, so he gets his foot on the fish pretty good. But, yeah, I talked to her. We'll be back up there. Yeah, we plan on going back up. I'm going to have to get some cleats on the bottom of my shoes and be a little more careful, I guess.
You've also ran at Deer Creek Speedway. What do you remember about your very first trip there in the spring of 2018, and how does it differ from the surface at Chateau Speedway?
Well, I haven't ran there a whole lot, but I did learn a little bit. It's a little bit faster track, maybe, a little bit faster pace, a little more banking, but I stepped the gears down a little bit. The gears I got at Lansing are probably a little too steep for there. It's tough competition, you know. I've been down there and a few times running it, and I haven't been able to make myself out of a B-main yet, but I plan on running a little more this year down there. I went down for the last day of the fall jamboree last year, and that was a good time. I've gotten a couple wrecks and had a rough night, but really enjoyed it, so I plan on going down for the jamboree this year. So I got to do a little racing down there so I'm used to the track. Otherwise, if you're not used to it, and, you know, if you hesitate going in that first corner and you hesitate, you're just falling back. And I got to run it a little bit, so I got it dialed in and not hesitating there.
Night one this season, Friday night, May 13th, was not a good night at Chateau Speedway. What happened?
Yeah, I tried a couple different things, a little different shock package, and the car wasn't very happy. I got some dialing in to do with that for sure. The setup, I think it was bottom and my front right out, and then the front was giving out, and then it was snapping and it was loose, and ended up getting too high in the marbles and went off corner one and two once, and then was too high through three and four, and ended up shooting some sparks off the wall and dinged up the new body a little bit, and then it was loose and spun and hit the barrel, and yeah, it was just a bad night. I was ready to load her back up on the trailer, that's for sure.
One place you don't want to hit at Chateau is the concrete blocks coming out of turn two on the high side. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, it was right between three and four there where I hit the wall, you know, up high there. But just kind of scraped it down and kept going. So it slapped it hard enough that it brought the front and back up in there and folded my front rim pretty good, but I was able to finish the race, but it bent a few things up.
And fans in the stands don't get a chance to see what's happening in the car and why it's not handling correctly. Something as small as, like you said, your right front shock bottoming out can really upset the entire car.
Oh, yeah. As soon as it bottoms out and then you lose all grip in the front right and she'll push and slide on you, and you definitely know when the car's not set up right. She can be hard to handle sometimes.
Open Arms Yellow Ribbon. How did you get hooked up with Robert?
Yeah, with Robert? Yeah. We enduro raced for years, and Jacob, his son, was racing with us, and, you know, he helped build that car and that motor that I won in 2012. That was a pretty special year. But that's when Jacob, he ended up committing suicide, and Robert started the program up, and we were racing together and been together the whole time. So I just put the sponsor on the car, and we've been together through the whole thing. So yeah, it's a tough thing to go through.
You also have some other great sponsors on board in 2022.
Yeah. We got BP Nutrition. We got Refinisher Supply, and I got Motor Supply, Napa, Costers, Melby Masonry. I got like 8 or 9 sponsors on there. So that helps out.
It looks like your wife's been busy getting some great fan gear together so people can purchase some Caleb Corpy racing shirts.
Yeah, we're getting some shirts and sweaters done, but yeah, Ryan Fisher, I always have him do my decals, and then I asked him if he had got into doing shirts and stuff, and he said he could, so he kind of put something together for me, and I liked it, so we're going to get some nice hoodies made, and yeah, that'll be pretty nice.
That's awesome. If fans want to get some of that gear, can they stop down and see you after the races?
Yeah, they can stop down and we can get orders together. We got an order, I think, going in at the end of the week here. But, yeah, you just stop down and get a hold of us and we'll get them a shirt.
Caleb, thanks for all the years racing enduro cars. And it's great to see you in that USRA B-Mod at Chateau Speedway. And sounds like we'll see you a couple times at Deer Creek Speedway. Good luck throughout the 2022 racing season, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thank you.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Why should your business choose Foamcraft Packaging? It's vitally important that you select a partner in the packaging business that has capabilities to satisfy your everyday packaging needs with the versatility to take care of those projects that require specialized treatment. Foamcraft is large enough to tackle all your packaging requirements, yet small enough to provide individualized services to ensure quality products. Office and production positions currently available. See foamcraftpackaging.com or call them at 507-455-2893.
One of our new products from Weir's Machine Racing Products is our load pull stick. These are used on the corner of your race car. You can gather all kinds of data with them, or you can change springs with them. So this is our ratcheting version. Make it into ratcheting, into non-ratcheting, so you can pull the car into motion either on the ground or on jack stands. Pulling the car into motion on the ground will simulate the travel through the motion and tell you if you have a bind or not. One of the things that we're using this for is to change springs. So you would have this set to a certain distance, you would hook it up to the race car, you'll get a load number, you'll pull the spring out, put the next spring in, hook it back up, the load number will be different, and then you will screw the screw jack until the load number is the same. This is simply a tool to build a notebook for you to tune your race cars. Simply just a tool for changing springs, finding a bind in your suspension, and then tuning your right front or left front packages. For more information on our products, find us on the internet at weirsmachine.com.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology. Enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at AeroRaceWheels.com.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Travis Olson at the Napa Distribution Center here in Owatonna. Travis, The Dirt Show and Napa Auto Parts are just a great fit for each other. The Dirt Show listening area is full of Napa Auto Parts stores, and The Dirt Show listeners are the people that will utilize the stores for the stuff that they need to fix their projects.
Absolutely. I think everyone involved, from the pit crew members to the people volunteering at the tracks to the crowd base, everyone there is a Napa customer. And we really are so happy to be part of the Dirt Show and really just be a proud sponsor of this.
Explain a DC to the listeners. What is the significance of the NAPA Distribution Center in Owatonna, and how does that benefit all the Dirt Show listeners?
So the distribution center in Owatonna, we service 89 local NAPA stores in southern Minnesota. What that does is gives them a competitive advantage over some of the big box locations where they get nightly overnight deliveries every single night out of our operation. So really, it really comes down to a customer ordering the part. The store looks to see if we have it available. They order it. Our people pick it, put it down a packing line, load it on a truck, deliver it out that night to the store, and then the store checks it in the morning, gets it out to the local auto care centers or other shops, and they're able to fix your car right away as soon as possible that next morning and get you back on the road.
And when you think about that from a logistical standpoint, there is no way one single store could stock everything for everyone. Some guy might be coming in for a 1940 Chevy water pump, and the next person needs a 2006 Honda Odyssey starter. And that's where the DC really shines, because you can carry all of those parts here, so they're within reach of those stores.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have stores that specialize in all kinds of different categories. Some stores might migrate towards agricultural, farm tractor. Some stores might be more high-end vehicles, BMWs, Mercedes, depending on their locations. So we have everything in between that, heavy-duty, semi-parts. We have tools and equipment that they have, tool centers. So we can really be diversified throughout the entire market.
Let's take a tour with one of your parts. A customer in, say, Redwood Falls, Minnesota, takes their car to the local NAPA Car Care Center. They need a starter. The car care center calls the local store. It's not in stock, but they will have it the next morning. That starts a whole process in motion that involves an entire group of local, dedicated employees.
Yeah, and absolutely. We call this the NAPA family. So our auto care center looks up a part. They need it from the local distribution center. Again, it goes to the store. The store's local owner has to order it from us. Our people out of Owatonna, Minnesota, pick that part, send it down a line. Our truck loaders load it that evening. Our truck drivers take it out that night, gets it back to the store. The countermen, managers check it in, and then we have your local delivery driver that takes it out to that shop, and then your local mechanic gets that car repaired for you that next day. And really, it takes dozens and dozens of people to make everything work out just right. And we try to do it our best, and we deliver millions of parts throughout the year.
Team NAPA.
Absolutely. Team NAPA. We call it Team O here.
Our area farmers are in the fields right now. I cannot stress enough from experience the amount of ag parts, heavy-duty truck parts, heavy-duty tools and lubricants the NAPA Auto Parts stores carry.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of our business is agricultural driven. So we carry everything from oils, filters, greases, drums, brake drums, chambers, but most of all, hydraulic hoses. Our stores really specialize in making both weatherhead or gates hydraulic hoses. We can do it big or small. A lot of stores do up to 2-inch. There's usually an emergency number that you can call after hours to get your hoses fixed and get back into the field, because we know how important it is to get that crop in and out.
Another thing with NAPA, if a customer is ordering a large quantity of 55-gallon drums, heavy-duty brake drums, maybe a large air compressor, the warehouse and stores have always worked with customers to do direct drops or even meet that customer at the store and get it loaded into their vehicle or onto their trailer, and it's all Team NAPA.
Yeah, and that's part of the local feel you have through a NAPA store and their independently owned operations. We have the ability to have that owner or manager bring that product right out to your farm shop, your regular shop, whatever you need. They'll help get you hooked up. They'll help get it running. And you're always going to have the NAPA brand standing behind the products you buy from us.
Recently on the Dirt Show, one of the NAPA store owners said, "We're really in the business of solving problems." I thought that was a great statement. Usually when I head to my local store,
I'm looking for parts and the advice from people who have done the job before or have great suggestions to make the job a whole lot easier.
And we truly believe that's the NAPA know-how. For many years, that was our slogan, and our customers, our owners, our managers, our counter people, we're very proud of that slogan and take it to heart. We do a lot of training for that reason so that they can be the local problem solvers. They can have those customers rely on them to help get their vehicles back on the road.
The 2022 Gopher 50 at Deer Creek Speedway, this is going to be like a three-day party, July 7th through the 9th. That also includes the best late model drivers in the country and also huge money up for the A-Mod drivers. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be an awesome event. I'm so excited about it. We finally moved it into July. We're going to try to get a rain-free weekend. The Queenslands are absolutely wonderful people, wonderful family, great track to work with. So the event, July 7th, 8th, and 9th, Napa's going to be there. We're going to be giving out all kinds of goodies, prizes. We'll have a special events. So if you're interested in coming, go to your local Napa store, ask them about how to get some Napa tickets, and we'll get you with us, with the Napa family, and make sure you have a great time.
After the last few years, I bet you did a lot of research on the 3 days with the least probability of rain in the history of Minnesota.
Absolutely. You know, we got a little frustrated last year, but hey, it happens. And again, you know, the Queenslands are always great to work with, and we're just looking forward to a great race, great time, and having fun with all our customers.
Throughout the Dirt Show listening area, your local hometown Napa stores are involved in local parades, car shows, demolition derbies, racetracks, fireworks shows, and more. The owners are huge supporters of their communities.
Absolutely, and that's what Napa's all about. We like to give back to our local communities. You know, I know a lot of them sponsor Little League teams or basketball teams. It's just great. We love to be part of the community. We hire from that local community and want to tie ourselves to it all the time.
Travis, what is the best way for listeners to find their nearest Napa store?
You know, you can always jump on the Google machine. Otherwise, look for that big blue building, and you'll be able to find that Napa Auto Parts. Again, sell everything from auto parts to tools and equipments to the fuzzy dice or air fresheners if you need it. We have it.
Travis, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Clayne. Appreciate it.
You've just had an accident. That's where Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision in Faribault stand out above the rest. Fast, friendly, and knowledgeable advice from the time you step inside their door. One look at their state-of-the-art facility, paint oven, and computer paint matching capabilities, and you'll know you came to the right place. Next time you need collision repair, think Midwest Collision, located at Highway 60 east of Faribault, or call 332-2434. Remember, you bend them, we mend them.
Fast Shaft Drive Shafts is the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Now, under new ownership, the mission will not change. Providing drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more to racers everywhere. Call Fast Shaft today. Made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them at Justice Junior sent you.
Whether you're running for the checkered flag, blasting on the strip, or cruising in the boulevard, you want crisp fire response and reliable horsepower. Byers Engine Service offers a full machine shop that can completely machine and rebuild your tractor, race car, or streetcar engine and put some life under your hood. No gimmicks, just horsepower. See byersengine.com or call 507-282-5586.
Extreme! Extreme! Powder coating!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's newest exhibit is going to be our track tribute to Ascot Speedway and will run from May through September this year. Our track tribute to Ascot Speedway will feature eight of the historically significant race cars that raced during Ascot's heydays of dirt track racing on both the big half-mile track and Ascot's quarter-mile track. Also, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum will feature several racing videos and interviews that took place when Ascot was still in existence, with many of our National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees from California and the history of their careers shaped at Ascot Speedway. You can expect to see and learn more about these drivers' accomplishments and Hall of Fame careers at the track tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So if you're a West Coast Slide 'Em In Sprint Car fan, you won't want to miss our track tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Ben Beeney, Sorensen's Appliance Service. And Ben, we had a blast over the off season with the Horsepower Hour podcast. If you think back over November, December, January, February, March, all of the incredible guests, we had a pretty cool time.
Yeah, Clay, got to meet a lot of cool people. It was a wonderful experience. Hope to look forward to do it again. And had a blast.
Fans can go to the Dirt Show website and listen to those five shows. You also picked up a super cool vintage race car over the winter and had it on display at the Yagi reunion. What's the story behind that car?
We pulled that one out of a museum in Michigan. The original owner that built it passed away, so it's a real nice piece. It is a replica of Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s first asphalt late model, kind of after his dad, Ralph Earnhardt, cream color, number 8. Cool car. Like I say, it's his first asphalt win replica. So we're going to run that. I'm going to run it myself. Hopefully go to Milwaukee Mile for the first time on Father's Day and open it up there.
Wow, Milwaukee Mile. That's going to be a blast.
Yeah, that's a big track. Obviously, I've never raced there before, but the sanctioning group is going there, and it'd be kind of cool to open it up there.
You also had time to build a new race car over the winter. Talk about that whole project.
Yeah, so it's a Big 8 late model NASCAR division there. It's a Hamke chassis. Got a 604 crate. We're probably 3/4 of the way done. Whole new world to me as far as setup, shocks, the whole nine yards there. But yeah, we're looking forward to that. We'll be running that at La Crosse and at Elko, and probably hit a few other tracks in the area as well.
You also added a new addition to the family over the winter, and he was just sitting on your lap before this interview watching NASCAR, so you're already training him in.
Absolutely. He's taking a like to racing anyways, so we'll see. Chase Beeney is his name, and he's right now 6 months old, and hopefully we'll be looking forward to seeing him on the track in the years to come.
Let's get into the appliance repair business. What are the appliances that you seem to be working on the most?
We work on all residential appliances, refrigerators, dishwashers, washers, dryers, air conditioners as far as window units, trash compactors, ice makers, microwaves. Anything that's in the home we'll definitely fix. We've been real busy lately, especially with the cost of new appliances. Yeah, we got 4 certified techs, and we got a full parts department. Yeah, we're really rocking and rolling.
I was also shocked at how large a radius that you cover with your repair service.
Absolutely. Rochester, Grand Meadow, Mankato, we'll go all the way to Northfield, Elko, Northwood, Iowa. We got quite a big area cover, and we run probably, each guy runs about 8-10 calls per day. So yeah, we're extremely busy.
Do you do any business, or is it all residential?
We do a lot of businesses too. dentists, doctors, yeah, any business that involves, you know, laundry. A lot of businesses have dishwashers, refrigerators. We do quite a bit of business.
You're also sponsoring a Minnesota Micro Sprint this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Craig and Ryan Franz in there, they're good guys. I see they got their first feature win 2 weekends ago, and looks like things are going well. Try to sponsor, you know, local guys. Yeah, enjoy watching them guys.
I can't imagine those micros at Mississippi Thunder. I bet that was just flying around there.
Yeah, watching the videos, looks like they had quite a good time.
I know when I need appliance repair, there is only one person that I'm going to call, and that's Sorensen's Appliance Repair Service. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Ben?
507-256-7766. And absolutely clean. I appreciate that. We try to be fast, efficient, fair. Definitely appreciate the good word you put out for us.
And another benefit to all of that is while you're there, we can catch up a little on local racing.
Absolutely. Always a good time to talk racing with you.
Thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today, Ben.
Thanks, Clayne. Appreciate it.
Whether you're at the work site or the trailhead, you need an ATV that goes above and beyond the expected. With the power and performance to work harder, technology to make every job easier, and a time-tested promise of quality and dependability. When duty calls, you need the 2022 Honda 4Trax lineup, available now at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. Then you'll learn how life is better on a Honda ATV. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Medieval Chassis has been the leader in better engineered stock cars and modifieds for almost two decades. They are now going to become the center of all things mod light in the Midwest. Medieval Chassis will be the go-to shop for all parts in store, online, or by phone for this up-and-coming cost-conscious racing class. Summer 2022, Medieval Chassis will have their mod light platform in action. Kicking off the new endeavor, Medieval Chassis and Cow's Big Deals will be auctioning off a 2023 mod light roller valued at $12,000 in October. Watch Facebook and see MedievalChassis.com for more details.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help, and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. They service the entire Cows listing area. Their employees live in our community and sponsor area racers and softball teams. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today. 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, call the professionals at Altenburg Construction at 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Bulldog Coating specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve Southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man. And Speed, I've got a question for you. I see a lot of people do grilled chicken on the grill, and one of my favorites is grilled chicken with barbecue sauce on it. But getting the internals of the chicken done without blackening the outside, there's a trick to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clayne, too many people put the barbecue sauce on too early. Here's the way I've done it for years. What I do is I'll take a can of beer, and warm it up. Throw a stick of butter in with that can of beer. Then I'll put between 1 to 2 tablespoons of our cookies flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning in with that beer and butter mixture and stir it up. And then you can do it 1 of 2 ways. You can either dip your cut-up chicken in that mixture or lay it on the grill and then brush it probably every 5-10 minutes with that beer, butter, and flavor enhancer mixture. And have your grill on about medium. Don't have it too high, but medium works pretty good. And just keep turning it and basting with that beer, butter, and cookies flavor enhancer mixture. I like to have a thermometer to be super safe, but what you want to do is get that internal temperature of that chicken up to 165. And then what I like to do is just brush on, I'll tell you what, our tangy mustard barbecue sauce goes real good on it. And you can use one of the other ones too, but baste it with your choice of cookies barbecue sauces. And like I say, I like the tangy mustard on it. Brush it with that and turn it and brush it and turn it. But you want to turn it about every 2 or 3 minutes because you don't want to burn the barbecue sauce on it because then you've kind of ruined the whole purpose. But by getting up to 165 before you start putting barbecue sauce on it, rest assured that your chicken is done. And then you just put a nice coating of the nectar of the gods cookies on it and you're good to go, Clayne.
And serve up a huge platter of that at the racetrack or the campground over Memorial Day weekend. You'll have more friends and you'll know what to do with.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'd recommend do is buying like a half a dozen chickens and do it, and then call Clean and Speed and we'll come up and help eat it.
I definitely will. If they'd like to find out more about all the products you carry, what's the best way to do that?
The easiest way is just go to our website, which is CookiesBBQ, the letter B and the letter B and the letter Q, CookiesBBQ.com, because there's all kinds of recipes on there, and if a certain flavor of our barbecue sauce isn't available in the store, you can just order it online there.
Speed, as always, thank you for being with us here on a Dirt Show today.
Yep, and remember, clean, smart cookies, use cookies.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Fairmont Raceway got their opener in on Wednesday night, May 18th, in the USRA B-Mods. Jared Baumeister over Cullen Cath. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Dustin Gulbranson over Parker Larson. In the Modifieds, Rodney Sanders over J.T. Wasman. In the stock cars, Derek Green over Luke Sadoff, and in the tuners, Nate Koopman over Jaden Erickson. Kossuth County Speedway was racing on Thursday night, May 19th. In the modified A-Main, Kelly Shryock over Austin Wolf. In the sport mods, Alec Fett over Matthew Loaf. In the hobby stocks, Mike Smith over Josh Seidels. In the sport compacts, Katie DeVries over Tyler Feeblecorn. And in the stock cars, Kelly Shryock over McCain Jennings. The Jackson Motorplex was racing on Friday night, May 20th. In the 360 Wing Sprint Cars, Aaron Reitzel over Wayne Johnson. And in the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Jody Rosenboom over Brandon Halverson. Chateau Speedway was also racing Friday night, May 20th. In the Pure Stock A-Main, Jack Paulson over Andrew Eichens. In the USRA B-Mods, Hunter Kennedy over Noah Grinstead. In the A-Mod A-Main, Steve Wettstein over Dustin Sorensen, in the Hornets, Sean Poston over Bailey Wolf, in the Midwest Modified A-Main, it was Caden Kath over Jake Smith, and in the Stock Cars, Travis Shipman over Chance Larson. Knoxville Raceway was racing on Saturday night, May 21st, in the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Aaron Reitzel over Austin McCarl, in the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Sam Haferty Jr. over Clint Garner, and in the Pro Series Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Eric Bridger over Tyler Groendijk. Worthington Speedway was able to get open on Saturday night, May 21st, in the Bombers, Zachary Bierman over Evan Shelter, in the Hobby Stocks, Blake Lunenberg over Chris Krug, in the Modifieds, Kelly Schreyack over Brandon Beckendorf, in the Sport Mods, Dale Ricks Jr. over Colby Fett, in the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Jason Bolt, and in the Stock Cars, Dustin Larson over Jason Fisher. Arlington Raceway was also racing on Saturday night, May 21st, in the IMCA Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst over Taylor Manderfield, in the Sport Compacts, Nate Koopman over Justin Forsier, in the Outlaw Hobby A-Main, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Rodney Manthe, in the IMCA Sport Mod A-Main, Matthew Loaf over Tony Steffensmeyer, in the IMCA Race Saver Sprints, Brett Allen over Mike Stein, and in the Stock Cars, Dan McInthune over Matthew Loaf. Deer Creek Speedway was racing Saturday night, May 21st, in the USRA B-Mod A-Main, Noah Grinstead over Alex Schruby, in the Modifieds, Dustin Sorensen over Brandon Davis, in the Stock Cars, Kyle Falk over Travis Shipman, in the Midwest Modified A-Main, Nick Kohler over Mitch Weiss, and in the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Colton Brower. Viking Speedway got their opener in Saturday night, May 21st, in the Midwest Modifieds, Travis Sauer over Brendan Blazek, in the Modifieds, Joseph Thompson over Dustin Bitson, in the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader over Ty Agan, in the Super Stocks, Matt Miller over Trevor Sauer, and in the Short Trackers, Peyton Esch over David Wall. Ogilvie Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, May 21st, in the Modified A-Main, Andy Jones over Clayton Wagaman, in the Midwest Modifieds, Zach Benson over Jake Smith, in the Mod 4s, Robert Holquist over Landon Rant, in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Jim Gullickson, in the Street Stocks, Justin Pagonis over Jeff Ekdahl, and in the Hornets, Jesse Turnbull over Marcus Ammerman. Sunday night, May 22nd, they're racing at Granite City Motor Park. In the Street Stocks, Justin Pagonis over Justin Vogel. In the Hornets, Justin Skalitsky over Jana Hagman. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jake Smith over Dano Ostrander. In the Mod 4s, Robert Holquist over Dustin Holquist. In the Modifieds, Shane Sabraski over Ward Ermey. In the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dexton Cook. Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota was racing last Sunday night, May 22nd, in the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Giovanni Selzy over Austin McCarl, in the Race Saver Sprint Car A-Main, Lee Goss Jr. over Blaine Steganga, and in the Late Model Street Stocks, Zach Oliver over Corey Yeh. And they were also racing at Mason City Motor Speedway last Sunday night, May 22nd, in the Modified A-Main, Aaron Benson over Josh Angst, in the USRA Stock Car A-Main, Travis Shipman over Blake Adams, in the USRA B-Mods, Ben Mowdry over Josh Appel, in the Hobby Stocks, Scott Doble over Brandon Nielsen, and in the Tuners, Oliver Monson over Jade Lang.
The USAC Nationals return to Huset Speedway July 8th through the 10th. Fans leaving last year's race said best race of the year and one race you can't miss. Don't miss your chance to see the top USAC midget and 410 non-wing sprint car drivers in the country. Tickets, three-day packages, and camping on sale now at USACNationals.com. Follow at USAC Nationals on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for the latest updates. See you in Brandon, South Dakota, July 8th through the 10th for the 2022 USAC Nationals.
The Wagner Brothers online-only machinery consignment auction is accepting consignments now. Tractors, trailers, grain handling, tillage, and harvest equipment, hay, straw, and livestock equipment. Take advantage of this hot market on used equipment. Now's the time to sell. Call J.J. Wise today and consign your machinery, 641-420-7355, or see jjwiseauctioneering.com to register to bid. Lots begin closing on Saturday, June 11th at 10 a.m. Sell today the wise way.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.